This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Beth Voorhees. December 2016 will mark the 75th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor, which thrust America into World War II. Morgantown High School's marching band has been selected to represent West Virginia during a commemoration next year in Hawaii to honor that milestone. As Jesse Wright reports, one of the few remaining survivors of the attack came to the Mountain State from Texas this week to share his firsthand account of that fateful day with the band members and take part in Veterans Day ceremonies.
Without any more, I just want to introduce Mr. Richard Cunningham.
94-year-old Seaman First Class Richard Cunningham, who has roots in West Virginia, was invited to speak at Morgantown High School's auditorium because he's one of the last witnesses to one of the most infamous days in American history. He was serving on the USS West Virginia on December 7, 1941, as the battleship was docked in Pearl Harbor. Early that morning, he and two other sailors were assigned to pick up some officers from shore in a small wooden motorboat. They were halfway through their 10-minute journey when they heard an enormous explosion.
The three of us looked back, and we saw this Japanese plane coming down and peeling off. And we looked and saw the two rising suns and the big, loud bomb thing, and I thought, boy, this is it. This is war.
Cunningham told the rapt audience about how he and his shipmates dodged enemy fire in that flimsy boat to rescue sailors from the burning water of the harbor. He told them how the explosion from a damaged Japanese plane was so close that it singed the hair on his arms. And he told them how he and others fought the flames from the burning American naval fleet for days after the attack. But his message in the end was simple.
Be prepared. The nation can get lackadaisical about their attitude toward living, you know, and you become so involved with the things that you have to do that you forget about that the freedom isn't free.
Cunningham participated in many of the Veterans Day ceremonies in and around Morgantown this week. But he also spent time at Morgantown High School talking to students about the battleship he served on, the USS West Virginia, and the attack on Pearl Harbor. It especially meant a lot to the MHS marching band. They've been chosen to represent the Mountain State in Hawaii next year during the 75th anniversary commemoration of the attack. Band director Keith Reed says that to prepare for the trip, the students are learning about the USS West Virginia and the sailors who died during the battle. He says having Cunningham here in person drove those lessons home.
The kids really liked him. They listened. They were quiet today. I mean, the whole student body, not just the band kids. And I think that'll really bring it more alive to them when we make it significant when we get to go over there.
Reed says the school plans to send about 250 band members to Pearl Harbor next year. Freshman trumpet player Arden Miner will be one of them.
I know we're good, but I don't think we're the best in the state, but I do think we are very well qualified to represent the whole entire state of West Virginia, and I am really excited about that.
Arden says she is looking forward to paying homage to all those who served aboard the USS West Virginia. Band director Keith Reed says he hopes to lay some wreaths on the dock near where the ship was moored when it was attacked. He also has a special song in mind.
We really want to play My Home Among the Hills. I don't say that to, you know, to invoke emotion, but it is to think that.
Reed says it's going to take quite an effort to get the band and their instruments to Hawaii, but they've received a lot of community support for the trip. Pearl Harbor survivor Richard Cunningham says he was more than happy to come to Morgantown. He lives in Texas, but both of his parents were West Virginia natives. Cunningham says he's thrilled that so many students from Morgantown High will get to experience Hawaii.
I'd love to see them out there and barefooted and walking in up and down Waikiki Beach in their bare feet. It would tickle me, really make me happy.
Cunningham wrapped up his visit to West Virginia as a Veterans Day Parade guest of honor, riding in a silver convertible and leading the MHS marching band down High Street. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Jesse Wright in Morgantown.
This is West Virginia Morning at 7:48. Rain this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. Gusty winds today, temperatures in the 60s. A chance of scattered rain tonight with mostly cloudy skies, lows in the 40s. Mostly sunny on Friday with highs in the 40s and 50s. A mostly clear weekend ahead.
Support for West Virginia Public Broadcasting is provided by the West Virginia Division of Rehabilitation Services, enabling and empowering workers with disabilities to meet business workforce needs. Employer services at wvdrs.org.
An important building in West Virginia's history is being restored to its 20th century glory, but also being brought into the 21st century. West Virginia's first state capitol building is in Wheeling, and as our Northern Bureau Chief Glennis Board reports, it's now officially the first solarized building in the city's downtown.
Bucket trucks and lifts carry restoration professionals who are mixing and applying fresh coats of white plaster cement to 1413 Oaf Street, the first state capitol building, built in 1858. Standing in downtown Wheeling, the original gate to the west, as Wheelonians sometimes call it, it's hard to throw a stone without hitting something historically significant. That is especially true here on Oaf Street.
The inauguration of our first governor, Arthur Borman, happened here, and he gave his inaugural address right outside the front of the building. And we think it's also significant that the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments to the United States Constitution were ratified by the state of West Virginia in this building.
That's the building's current owner, lawyer, playwright, and Northern Panhandle native, Patrick Cassidy. He and his wife, Mary Ellen, bought the property in 1993. Today, the building houses the Cassidy, Kogan, Chappelle, and Vogelin law firm. In full disclosure, it's also the location of West Virginia Public Broadcasting's new Northern News Bureau. But the Cassidys are probably most proud to call the building home to the Wheeling Academy of Law and Science, or the Walls Foundation.
It's mainly an educational foundation that has classes for lawyers and also other professionals in the area.
The Cassidys established the nonprofit in 2004 to promote educational programming in a variety of fields, as well as a way to stimulate economic growth in Wheeling and the state. While the project has been developing inside, restorations have been ongoing and perhaps culminating outside on the exterior of the building.
Initially, it had a coat of brick. It was bricked initially. And then a funeral home took it over later and gave it a stucco coat.
That's Sorrel Venter, a restoration specialist. He and his team have been restoring the exterior of the building to a white stucco colonial-style finish that was popular in the 1920s. But the changes outside aren't entirely dedicated to historical preservation. There's an addition to the building, a garage, that was just covered in solar panels, making the first state capitol building the first solarized building in downtown Wheeling.
Well, it started with kind of a resurgence of the Wheeling Green Table, which is a group of people that meet and try to figure out how to grow a sustainable, actually I don't like the word sustainable, a thriving economy that will benefit all.
Mary Ellen Cassidy is a lifelong science educator and scientist. She's a passionate proponent for developing renewable energy sources in West Virginia, but it was actually a personal incentive that got the solar ball rolling at the Capitol building.
Our 45th wedding anniversary was coming up. About the same time, we were kind of deciding, you know, how much to invest, could we invest in solar, how much could, we decided that that would make the best anniversary gift ever. And it truly is the best anniversary gift ever to have solar panels on your building.
Yeah,
because
we both benefit.
It's a gift for both of us because we both benefit from it.
And to me, it's so much, I mean, it's so much more than just those physical panels. It's so a symbol of hope, and we're moving forward. And and all things are possible. You know, and every time I see those solar panels, that's what I hope people will see.
Patrick and Mary Ellen Cassidy say they feel a strong moral obligation to not only reduce their carbon footprints, but also to stimulate the economic viability of renewable energy sources and jobs that support them in West Virginia. They say even old buildings, very old buildings, perhaps especially old buildings, are often capable of being highly efficient modern structures.
We're happy that we not only have a historic landmark, we think, with the complete now renovation of the First State Capitol, but we've also tried to make it a model of energy efficiency to demonstrate really that preservation is the new green.
Pat Cassidy likes to point out that part of the energy that's being saved in restoring an old building rather than tearing it down and starting over is the energy of all the people who made the building what it is today, whether those efforts were in construction, maintenance, or perhaps even in historical acts. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Board in Wheeling.
And this weekend on Sunday afternoon, the First State Capitol will be hosting what they're calling a solar celebration. It's open to the public. The event hopes to showcase various solar initiatives in the Ohio Valley. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. Keep up with all the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University, West Virginia University, Marshall University, and Concord University. Our producer is Ashton Mara. Our director is Teresa Wills. I'm Beth Voorhees.